Hey, good morning, folks. Welcome to North Coast Coffee Chats. I'm Loan Coach Kelly with OneTrust Home Loans, and I've got my partner in crime here today.
David West, your solar best.
And so we are a part of NCNG, North Coast Networking Group, and we're a local entrepreneur-based referral networking group. We work together closely with almost 40 entrepreneurs, and our goal is to try to help them connect to the community, grow some business, exchange referrals, and grow their wealth. And so normally we have a special guest on the show who is our third guest, but today I got my partner in crime on the hot seat. So today we're going to talk to David West, the solar best, on North Coast Coffee Chats, and we're going to learn about solar. We're going to learn about Coda Solar. We're going to learn about Dave, what he is doing these days in solar, what drives him into what he does, and we're going to talk about his new van experience too. So This is going to be a good one. So welcome, my man.
Thanks.
How's it feel to be on the hot seat today?
I'm feeling toasty.
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit warm in here. So Dave, been a part of NCNG now for, what, almost 2 years or so?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half, okay. Yeah. So getting close to that 2-year anniversary. And when you first joined, you weren't with Coda. You were with another company. And you were super happy when you found Coda because it was a massive improvement in what you were selling and your goal in being in the solar business. Tell me a little bit about your journey from, you know, graduating at UCLA as a Bruin and then, you know, coming here to San Diego. How did this all start?
Great question. Go Bruins. I love where this whole path has taken me. It's been definitely a different journey than I expected.
Yeah.
So I graduated from UCLA with a chemical engineering degree, and I thought that was going to take me places where I could truly make an impact. However, the corporate world, as we've talked a lot about on this show, doesn't really help you with that. It's a great place to have a stable job, but to actually make an impact doesn't really do that. So for 2 years, it took me a little bit to find that out as I worked in an engineering job in Long Beach, also a great area besides San Diego.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of, you know, really amazing people in that area for sure. But it, with the pandemic and everything, I just really didn't feel compelled to continue in that business. You know, working from home was great, and as soon as I went back in the office, that claustrophobic feeling that you get from being in an office just hit me really hard.
Yeah.
I'm a surfer at heart, a skier at heart, an outdoorsman. I love being in nature, and that really just didn't work for me. So I started knocking doors. It wasn't easy. Yeah. I started really trying to make an impact on the world through solar. And the reason that I quit an engineering job to do that was because I wanted to be outside for sure.
Yeah.
In nature. And ultimately I wanted to be able to really educate people about how renewable energy works. I think that's the reason why solar sales is such a big growing industry right now, is because there's so much uncertainty about it. Does it work? How does it work? Is the system right for me? What happens when the panels are recycled or end of life? There's so much uncertainty about that. And so that's where being able to go out there and just meet people on their doorstep, be like, hey, like, look, we're having the highest utility rates in the entire country right now. Why haven't you gone solar yet? Like, what is holding you back? Because this thing, it works, and I can help show you how it works, but you know, there's also a lot of miseducation as well, a lot of horror stories.
Yeah.
And that's where I think finding Coda has really just made me so much happier than where I was before, because I found Coda about a year ago. I'd moved down to San Diego because of the surf, of course. And
yep.
I was in this solar sales position working with a bunch of different installers, and that's a whole, I could go on and on about how that's a big problem in the industry of someone selling the system and then a subcontractor doing the work. Meanwhile, working with the utility in the cities and just creates nightmare scenarios. And finding Coda has really changed that for me, because it's all in-house, no subcontracting, and the people that own the company and run it do it with integrity. Like, that is the number one thing, where if something does happen, we own it, we address it, and we solve it. And that's helped me as a sales rep to go out, and when I go knock on people's door and help educate them about solar, I know I'm actually fulfilling that promise of providing a really amazing customer experience. Because the more people have a good experience going green, the more people end up doing it.
Yeah.
and the better impact we make on the planet. So that's kind of how I ended up in this position, and being able to be in San Diego and the place of amazing paradise and sun.
Yeah.
And help people take advantage of that sun.
So you're outdoorsman, you weren't from California, right? You're from Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado. Okay. Mountains.
So
Colorado.
You grew up, so that's your outdoors, your snow skiing, snowboard. What did you ski or snowboard?
Whoa. Snowboard. Careful. No, I was skier.
Skier?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mary Jane, Colorado.
All right.
Best mountain there is for sure. At least for trees.
Got it.
Other people have different opinions, but.
Okay. I've never skied before.
Really?
I've snowboarded my whole life, but.
Big Bear? Or
Big Bear.
Mammoth?
Yeah, Big Bear, Mammoth a few times growing up as a youngster. And then for the last 10 years, we do Park City. I've got my best friend out there. So
we go
spend a week out in Park City and hit the mountains up there, the canyons.
Utah's got some great snow.
Oh, dude, it's
phenomenal.
It's about as good as it gets. I mean, I've skied in Colorado a couple times, Breckenridge, and did some of the mountains around Breckenridge for a few times, but Park City's pretty legit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got solar, and you drive around town, and you know every week you see a new solar sign in your neighborhood. Someone put up solar, but you're door knocking. Like, I see you out and about. You hit my neighborhood pretty hard. you know, I've invited you in for a beer a few times, and you know you're out there and you're hustling. What is the number one thing that you run into that stops people from wanting to pursue this? Moving to solar?
It's a good question. There's a lot of reasons that people haven't gone solar yet, whether it's, you know, they're worried about the roof, they're worried about, you know, leasing. Like, we don't do any leasing at Dakota.
Okay.
We only help people own solar for a variety of reasons. Just uncertainty with the government, you know, if they're going to make any changes, technology, the pricing, and moving maybe. A lot of people think that it's a big investment, and if they're not going to live there forever, then it doesn't make sense. But systems usually pay themselves off in like 5 years. So
yeah.
Usually it's not an issue. I think the number one thing, though, is just horror stories. The bad reputation that so many other solar companies have created.
Yeah.
I think that's the big thing that when I go knock on someone's door, and they think it's another solar guy, the first thing that comes to their mind is like, oh, great. Another person is going to lie to me or tell me something that's not true about solar because my friend, my family member had a bad experience. I think that's the number one thing that I run into.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously solar is not new, right? Like the idea and concept of solar panels on your roof, create energy, lower your electric bill. Like, solar's been going on for years and years and years. And I think you kind of nailed it. Like, back in the day, when a solar rep would come in and knock on your door, you're just like, oh, geez. Yeah, solar. But then when you start to really look at month over month how bad SDG&E just absolutely annihilates you with BS surcharges, all these, to just take advantage of the situation. It's a monopoly. I mean, in the state of California, electricity is literally like a monopoly with like three companies that run the entire state, and they can charge whatever they want.
Yeah.
And who's going to stop them? No one stops them.
And they get a guaranteed 10% return. And they've raised the rates 12% per year on average since 2010. 12%.
It's
far outpaced inflation. And they plan to keep doing that. So yeah, it's crazy. That's why I go and knock doors, because I'm like, why haven't you done this? It's
great.
Like, it's far better than any sort of situation with SDG&E or most of the utilities.
I mean, you know, renewable energy is obviously a huge thing. And I mean, how many different electric vehicles are now out on the road? I mean, I feel like every fifth car I drive by is a Tesla. You know, everyone out there is going to this new, you know, electric vehicle between the Rivians and now your Ford Mustangs, and Chevy's got a slew of electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you put solar on your house, you have no electric bill, you buy a electric vehicle, you charge your car with your solar, you don't have a bill, you have no gas. Like, how many thousands of dollars can people save by doing that?
A lot. It's pretty significant, you know, when you compare it to the cost of gas and the cost of what SDG&E charges. Going solar, installing it, and then charging your car off that and producing enough for the other electricity usage.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as the system's paid off, which, you know, you can decide when you want to pay it off, but a lot of people just decide to put nothing down and then pay it off over time. Even then, you're making an instant ROI, because now, instead of paying SDG&E, you're now paying off an asset, right?
Right.
And so the savings, you know, instead of paying $250 a month for electricity plus, you know, let's call it $100 a month in gas for your commute, you're now just paying $150 for, you know, saving $200 a month. You know, $150 a month for solar versus the $350 total for all your other usage for your car and your house. You're saving $200 a month, and that adds up real quick.
Yeah.
Especially as you're avoiding the rate increases.
I mean, you kind of liken it to the difference between buying a car and leasing a car, yeah, right? Like, you lease a car, you make a monthly payment on a car that you don't own, and you just give it back. Well, you pay your electricity bill to the vendor every single month, and you get zero in return except for electricity. You buy your solar, you pay off your solar debt, now you owe nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's great. It's an end date for electricity.
That's it, man.
Hopefully. We'll see.
So obviously, you know, having a chance to get to know you over the last couple of years, being an engineer, got the mindset, you're thinking about the world, you love outdoors, surfing and snow skiing, going solar. What are some of the challenges you think that the solar industry in general is facing? Are you finding any regulatory pushback in the grand scheme of the solar business?
No. The government loves solar.
Cool.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I was like,
They do and they don't. SDG&E has a love-hate relationship with solar, for sure. So that's where you have one impact to the government. Then you have the state and the federal. Federal is, you know, passing the IRA last year, 30% federal tax credit subsidizing solar. So that's really boosting it. Like that, I mean, that's locked in until 2032. So now you go solar, you own it, the federal government's gonna pay for 30% of the system.
Got it.
They're gonna do it in the form of your federal taxes through a credit. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge boost to
30% discount on your solar right there.
Yeah, right there. State, we just saw a huge change in California. It's called Net Metering 3.0. I kind of talked about it in the group a bit.
Yeah.
Really what it means is, before, when you had solar, like in your situation, you got Net Metering 2.0 or 1.0. You're grandfathered onto this rate where you produce energy, and in a simple terms, you send the energy to SDG&E you don't use, they give you credits for it, and they give it back to you at times where there's no sun. So it's pretty much a one-for-one exchange. That was Net Metering 2.0, and you're grandfathered onto that for like 20 years. Now we're in Net Metering 3.0. And this is a change that a couple states have already done it, like Vegas, Arizona, or Vegas is not a state, but it feels like one.
Nevada.
it's a fantasy world. Nevada, Arizona, Hawaii did it a couple years back, and a couple other states are now, I think North Carolina is next. They're transitioning to Net Metering 3.0. It's called net billing. And essentially what it is, rather than send all the energy to SDG&E and get 100% back, you send it and you get 75% less. So you only get a quarter. You give them a dollar, you get a quarter.
Whoa.
Reduce those credits a lot. This is where the industry's heading. And it's awesome. Because what it means is, now instead of just installing a solar system only, we include batteries. We have to. And that's the best part, is now we install a battery system naturally. And so the energy, instead of going to SDG&E or the utility, will then go to the battery, and then you just use that at night. And it keeps the power local. And here's where I see the industry heading over the next 5 to 15 to 25 years. More and more people, especially in San Diego and the rest of California, are going to continue going solar, because like we talked about, utilities are just gnarly.
Yeah, out of control.
They're brutal. And so there's no other option. We have to, like, people are being forced into solar almost that way. So that's where I think there's some sort of almost natural incentive there. And they're gonna install batteries, and then we're gonna get to a point in the next 5 to 10 years where, why do we need the utility? Like, if we supply all of our own energy, we use it at night, we have a battery, like, what point does this utility serve to provide us energy? SDG&E is really an infrastructure company. And you've seen this now with the CCAs across the state, the community choice aggregates, which locally sourced power that comes in from, you know, Clean Energy Alliance and then STCCP here in San Diego. they supply that power, and then SDG&E transports it, and the delivery fees are insane.
Yeah.
So really, why would we need that when we can just produce it locally?
Right.
And then eventually we'll have microgrids where the whole city of Encinitas now, we have all of these homes that have solar and batteries, and they're just transferring power between each other. And then you have like a little local power plant in the event of an emergency. It's awesome.
Interesting.
And you can just keep the beers cold. Hey. Grid goes down with SDG&E. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Keep the party going.
Flip the switches right back on.
Flip the switches and the DJ lights, you know?
There you go.
And let the turntables turn.
Sweet. Spin it.
But here's the issue. And this is where I'm really passionate about what I do. We currently burn a lot of our fossil fuels and we just let it go out in the atmosphere. We mine solar. We do. We definitely make an impact. It's not a clean, perfectly clean energy. There is a dark side to solar for sure. And that's where my goals are over the next 20 to 25 years, is if we can install a solar and then recycle it. There's already recycling for solar, like 99.8% of the materials can be recycled from the panels. Refurbish it and reinstall it. We now have a sustainable source of energy that continues to be replaced, refurbished, reinstalled. The issue is batteries, and that's a recycling process that isn't quite there yet. So finding out a way where we harvest minerals from the earth and we keep them and we hopefully minimize the amount of damage that we do. That's what really is the biggest issue probably facing the industry over the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Not only the utilities, but also, yeah, I'd say the infrastructure that we build, how do we refine that?
Got it. So what is the lifespan of solar panels?
Great question. So panels last at least 25 years. Okay. Honestly, there's a lot of people look at solar as a one size fits all. You look at Tesla, it's like, oh, those are the same panels as the Quebecs and or the solar. It's not. There's a lot of different quality of panels. What really indicates the lifespan is the degradation curve and the quality of the materials. Panels will lose production over time, and some panels will go to 92% and some will go to 80%. So that lifespan really varies. Got most it. Companies warranty panels for about 25 years. And then after that, it's like, hey, if they get broken, you just got to fix them. So that's where, how do we create like a program that actually fulfills that cycle down the line? But yeah, panels that go to 92%, essentially in 25 years, they'll only lose 8% production versus 20%. It's a big difference.
Got it.
So it's kind of like a lifespan in a shorter way of saying it.
Yeah, that's always something that you start to think about when you make that investment in solar is like, you know, cars don't last forever. I mean, you can do the best you can to keep them up and, you know, they'll run well, but you need to service them. But you don't really service a solar panel. Like, they're just up there. Yeah. You expect that they're working. If you've got sun, you're making energy and, you know, you just don't think about it. But obviously nothing lasts forever. Your roof doesn't last forever, right? So there's that thought process, and maybe some people think about that when you're in that sales mindset, do you think?
Definitely, and I think about it all the time. It's why I chose Coda. I mean, so many companies out there, and look, there's a lot of good solar companies. I'd be lying if I said, like, I think there's a lot of really good characters in the industry, and there's some that maybe are good, and they just aren't pursuing the right warranties or service or panels, and they're just helping people go solar without really realizing the long-term impacts. What I love about Coda is the people that run it and formed it about 6 years ago started with the mindset to never sell and to provide the best customer experience. And what that looks like is, what do we do in 25 years? Like, not only how do we warranty that system for 25 years, how do we take care of the customers? What do we sacrifice in the short term for long-term benefits for the customers, which is, hey, I don't know if the panels are working. Who does that service down the line if you don't know?
Yeah.
Right?
Who helps? If the company doesn't exist.
If the company doesn't exist. It's how do you fulfill that down the line?
That's great. And you mentioned, you know, the integrity of the company. And I mean, to me, integrity is the only thing you have in life.
Yeah.
Like, and the second you begin to jeopardize your integrity for anything, you've just jeopardized your whole persona, like, yeah. and everything about it. And you know, working for a company that you feel super confident in, that operates on the moral compass of being a company built on integrity, I mean, that's a successful business. Those are the kind of companies that do stick around.
Yeah, that's how you made it through the last 20 years as a mortgage broker. And we talked about that on your episode.
Yeah. I mean, you got to operate with that moral compass pointed in the right direction, and integrity is one of those things.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears real quick. Let's go away from business. Let's talk about Dave. So born in Colorado, raised in Colorado, moves out to California, goes to UCLA, Golden Bears, Bruins. Golden Bears is your rival
you?
Up in Cal. So you graduate from UCLA and you get out into the working world, but outside of knocking on doors, selling solar and improving the world, what else do you get after?
Surfing. It's my pride and joy for sure. I love communing with nature, like every morning if I can.
Yeah.
Just being out there in the water. And letting kind of, you know, every day of surfing is different. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Longboard, shortboard?
You know, both.
Yeah.
I think you can do both. I don't think you have to be limited to one or the other.
Yeah.
So
it's a different experience.
Yeah. Certain breaks, great for shortboarding. Certain breaks, great for longboarding. And just depending on how I'm feeling that morning, we'll throw it on and see what happens. But besides surfing, I really like spending time with people. I think that is why I love sales, is because I get to meet, and why I love knocking doors, I got to meet so many people.
Yeah.
Like yourself, you know, through NCNG, just an amazing group of individuals that I get to see every Thursday morning. Like that is something I look forward to every week, even if it means I have to miss the surf. I also skydive, I have my license, and then I ski, and I currently live in a van, so that's a little fun.
So tell us a little bit about that.
I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
At least when I say always, in the last 3 years, I kind of had this idea that I wanted to be independent of my location a little bit, not waste money on rent, especially here in San Diego. And to have something I own that I live in, it's a little difficult here in San Diego at this point in time, but, and it also just gives me the opportunity, like, look, I can wake up, just go straight to the surf, be there in like 5-10 minutes, just come out of bed and just get right to it.
Nice.
And it's been a pretty fun adventure so far.
Yeah, so like your rig's all set up with like...
Solar.
Solar, yeah, okay.
Definitely solar.
Wonder who sold you that. I mean, how do you cook? Your van have like a kitchen set up or something?
Yeah.
You carry around a little grill and... pop it out at the door and, you know, fire up some dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, dude. Oh, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's a
different world, you know, and I'm young, single, like, why not? Just, it's probably the only time we'll be able to get to do it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Might as well.
Check that off the bucket list of life experiences.
Exactly. And then, you know, on a weekend, I normally work Saturdays, so take a Saturday night, go camp at the beach or out in the desert or in the mountains, and then... be right back to it.
Come back to work on Monday.
Exactly.
It's great. Nice, dude. So North Coast Coffee Chats brought to us today by our sponsor, Max Lux Media. Thank you guys for always hosting a great episode for us. And, you know, so coffee, what, you know, you're out there, you're hustling, but you're grabbing some coffee in the morning and get your day started. Where's your go-to spot?
You know, Beach Plum Cafe.
Beach Plum Kitchen, baby. Beach Plum Kitchen.
Kitchen? I've always called it a cafe.
Is it cafe? I don't even know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
Where we meet for NCNG.
That's
it's
it,
got
man.
Great coffee. No, I'd say, I mean, it's been said so many times in this show, Lofty's great. But ultimately, I really do like not Bump over in Leucadia. Super good coffee. It is a bump.
Yeah.
Great
better,
stuff.
Have you done Better Buzz?
Better Buzz is good,
yeah.
But yeah, Bump is kind of like a little niche spot. I think it used to be a food truck and now, or a coffee truck, and
yeah,
they have good coffee.
Sweet. All right, dude. Well, hey, glad to put you on the hot seat for once and get to know a little bit about the solar business. So Dave West, The Solar Best with Coda Solar, Loan Coach Kelly with One Trust Home Loans, your hosts of North Coast Coffee Chats, and two of the members of NCNG. We are a local entrepreneur spirited networking group. We meet every Thursday morning from 7 to 8:30. There's about 40 members currently in our group. We're producing over $500,000 in closed business amongst referrals within the group so far this year. Our target's to get to $1 million, and our goal is to get to continue to grow that group with like-minded entrepreneurs who want to get after it, grow their business, be a part of the community, and bring value to one another. So if you're interested in checking it out, take a peek at us online, www.northcoastnetworkinggroup.com. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram, North Coast Networking Group. And if you're interested in growing your business and being on our podcast, love to have you on the show. And MaxLux Media, as always, thank you guys. We'll have a great day. Get after that surf.
I will. And I'll just add it out there. If you want to find more about me and Coda, you can find me, David MC West, on Instagram. I'll give my phone number out. And it's 303-941-9131. I'd be happy to chat about future of the renewable industry and how solar can impact your home. And then you can find Coda at Coda Team on Instagram or codasolar.com. So come check us out. We are making a big impact on the industry and excited to do it with integrity.
Awesome, buddy.
Have a great one.
Own your solar for free. Zero down.
Zero down.
Zero down. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Great episode.